Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to your deadly program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yindinji country. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your say by calling from that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. All right, now, Spinifex commemorates National Reconciliation Week with the launch of a non-alcoholic Gibling ginger beer. And we're going to catch up a yarn now with a deadly brother. That's John Gibbs, Spinifex Brewing Company, head brewer. On the line, John, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. Oh, fantastic. Wouldn't good. Be dead for
quids. Yeah, I hear you, my brother. Every day, Bud Brown's a good day. Thank you very much coming to the program, brother. And let's just talk about this fantastic brewing that you got happening. Spinifex Brewing Company, pleased to launch the non-alcoholic Gibbing ginger beer. I mean, I'll drink to that, brother.
Yeah, well, so will I. The idea was, let's make a... I make obviously alcoholic stuff, but we're also working on non-alcoholic, and most of our alcoholic is on the low end of the scale anyway.
Mm.
But like a good ginger beer, don't like it too sweet, and wanted it to showcase some botanicals like we do in all of our beers.
Mm.
So we use Gibbing, Kakadu Plum.
Kakadu Plum.
And we harvest it through Robbie Dan up in Broome, and we get the local families.
So Robbie Dan, Indigenous man?
The Indigenous man up there.
Yep.
I'm not sure what group he's from.
Sure.
But he's from Broome and surrounding areas. He's a well-known tourist operator up there. He also deals closely with all the native bush foods.
Yep.
He's put me to sleep a couple of times with some stuff he's given me because he's cheeky.
keep you on your toes.
That's it. So he gets me a whole lot of Gibbing. The families up north, Beagle Bay, they harvested a ton last season.
Yep.
He processes it in Broome. They freeze it. I'll bring it down here and we then process it down here by getting it freeze-dried down in Albany.
Mm.
It's a pretty well-travelled fruit. And the reason we do it is that Gibbing has got, like 100 times more vitamin C than an orange. Fantastic stuff. Doesn't taste like much.
Yeah, exactly. Where'd the concept come from? Were you talking to the, we're talking to Robert Dan, the Indigenous people, about getting this plum into a ginger beer. Where'd the idea come from, brother?
I'll take a step back a bit.
Mm.
The original idea for Spinifex was local Noongar man, my friend Michael Little.
Mm.
He said, why don't we put, you know, native grains and things like that in beers, because beer's made from grain, and the idea was Spinifex and all those sorts of things. Now, that has its own, all these things have challenges.
Mm.
So I started making some beers, putting lots of different West Australian and Eastern States botanicals in beers. They all taste really terrific. And then it was, well, there's a market for non-alcoholic stuff that hasn't got too much sugar. Mm. We know sugar's a problem.
Yes.
Or especially in Indigenous culture, because there's a lot of, we end up with lots of diabetes and things, and sugar's the main problem with it all.
Yes.
So it was, let's make a low sugar, high taste, with some nutritional value, ginger beer.
Mm.
So they all married together. So we ended up with the Gibbing gin. So we've got a little 330ml can of really nice, stingy ginger beer.
Yeah.
Not too sweet, with half your daily dose of vitamin C in it.
Yeah, and look, and your business interacting with First Nation people and First Nation people in business. So there's a nice platform there. And you're also talking about commemorating National Reconciliation Week. So it's a fantastic vehicle you're using to promote togetherness, you could say, John.
Mate, it's very, very important. You know, the Aboriginal culture's been in Western Australia for over 60,000 years,
yes.
maybe longer.
Yes.
We should all be excited and holding up this to the light of the world, that we live in a country, the oldest country on the planet,
yes.
with the oldest living culture on the planet.
Yeah, it's, brother.
Look, it's pretty special.
It is. And you've embraced that, John. How long have you been in business with Spinifex Brewing?
We've only been doing this now for, we started probably 5 years ago.
Okay.
We got our license 2 years ago.
And what did you do before this, John?
Oh, I've done everything before.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So, found your calling in life.
All sorts of things.
Beautiful, brother.
Look, but at the end of the day, we're trying to make a difference. We're trying to, everything we do is a social enterprise. One of the things we've done is make beers that we give 50% of the profit to returned service personnel.
Okay, beautiful.
From the sale of a beer.
Yep.
We're looking at using technology to commemorate fallen heroes from the past, Indigenous and non-Indigenous.
Yes.
So beautiful. We'll use QR codes on the cans and things like that.
Yep.
But the idea is to bring, I suppose, our catch line is doing good things with great beer.
Yeah, beautiful.
And that's what we want to do.
Well, when you look at beer, when you look at business, it's all product, isn't it? But you can use that product of bringing people together and rising together, you know? A high tide rises all ships, John.
That's exactly right. And this is where we're working with Indigenous, local, Aboriginal providers, producers, growers to grow the native ingredients. Now, these are just these are stuff grown out in the bush, but it's a bit hard to go and harvest out in the bush. You then want to try and get better plantings in places. So there's a group, Roland Village, down south of Perth, about 130K south of Perth, that was an old Catholic mission. And Uncle Les Wollums, he bought it off the Catholic Church back 20 years ago to try and make it from a sorry place to a place of reconciliation. So
we're working
with those guys to plant out more of the native bush foods.
Yeah. Gubbins included.
Probably can't put gubbins down there because the little beetle that does all the work for gubbins lives in, doesn't like it cold.
Okay, righto, so keep it up north.
So it's got to start north. But, you know, there's plenty of room. We've got a big state over here. There's plenty of room
exactly.
for all this stuff.
Exactly.
And we can do it all over. We're working with Robert in Broome. There's amazing properties of different products up here. Some of them will work in non-alcoholic beverages. Some will work in beers. Some will work in spirits, all sorts of things. Some will have medicinal properties and all that. So we want to be a vehicle to help bring all that to the market and make it profitable. So it's not just little cottage industry.
Yeah.
And that applies to everything we're trying to do now.
No, fantastic. Love your space there, brother. Look, congratulations there. And about getting it together, you're doing just that. A big shout out, my brother. And in regard to the non-alcoholic Gibbling ginger beer, will it be out across the country or is it only a WA product?
Well, we've done a few test batches. I've done my first commercial size batch. I'm getting ready for the next one. We'll get it out. At the moment, it's probably enough for Western Australia, but I've got the capacity with the Gubbins. I've got to make 200,000 litres, so we can, and the season's not that far away where we can collect some more. So, look, we're looking for opportunity to sell it everywhere, and if we can sell it all over the country, it'll be terrific.
Yeah, beautiful. Look, all the best to you, John. Thank you very much for sharing. Good luck with it all. Happy National Reconciliation Week. Keith Smiler, brother, big shout out to the mob over there.
Thank you. Same to you. Take care, everybody. Have a good week.
Thanks, John. Bye-bye. Adela Yarn there. John gives his name, Spinifex Brewing Company, head brewer, and talking about commemorating National Reconciliation Week with the launch of non-alcoholic Gibbling ginger beer and working closely with the traditional owners over there in regard to Robert Dan and Bush Foods and what have you. And it's just a fantastic platform in regard to business and black and white working together at the table and moving forward. So fantastic. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? Added the conversation here. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
What's good? Shout out to the homie DJ Darren on this one. Had to get Naka Jagariza. Let's go. good right now. Titters, First Nations, let's go. Can never claim to keep a gangster, no need to prove it. Every minute, every second of the way needs a movement. We solid, we do it, we did it, we go. So fresh, I think the English is my second language. But no, I'm certain for them land rights, power to the people. Shoot, that go in a winner, so remain equal. Ha, and they ain't gotta kill my vibe. But real, recognize real when the truth cries. Hey. One for them land rights, two, make him vibe more. All around the world, now we pour to the dance floor. One for them land rights, two, make him vibe more. All around the world, now we pour to the dance floor.
I let go.
Resume, ticking off the meter. Straight to the dance floor, Shauka Siva. They realize that we're vibing with Indigo. Capitalize, so now we're hitting the centerfold. Anecdote, visualize I'm making him panico. Bucket up a last ride, rap it again and go. Sicky, yeah, let's make him wilder. With that poly good shoulder shrug, test my style.
Yes, a very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BBM Bummer Bit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your saber calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Now, UQ Professor wins Indigenous Writers' Prize, and we're talking about our deadly sister, Anita Heiss, has been awarded the 2022 New South Wales Premier's Literary Awards Indigenous Writers' Prize. On the line, Professor Anita, good morning, sister. How are you?
Mung Naran, good morning to you from Bidjigal country today. Yeah, it's wonderful. Thanks for having me on the show.
No, thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from, sister.
Oh, of course. Baladul Radri, Geelang, Rambachibul, Brungli, Bormir, Gandhi, Bala Williams, Yinyabaladul, Bidjigal, Gul, Dharawal Gul, City of Sydney.
Yes.
Name, I should say. So I just said, probably with a very bad Australian accent in Wiradjuri language, I have Wiradjuri belonging from Arambi and Brungle missions, and they're both in central New South Wales, for your listeners.
Yes.
And I'm a Williams, and I just paid respect to the Bidjigal Dharawal mob here in the, you know, now known as the City of Sydney down here where I am.
Beautiful, my sister. Look, thank you very much. Congratulations. You've been overwhelmed with gratitude for the accolades the book had received. So, like I said, we do what we do in regard to passion and to educate, you know, but to get recognised and awarded, that's a good thing, Professor.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. We do what we do. Well, I do what I do because I love the role that stories have, the role that stories play in bringing us together as a nation, but also writing us all into the Australian literary landscape. And I want to see, you know, brown kids in books in classrooms for everybody.
Yes.
But the accolade, you know, that's a bonus. No, I don't write for awards. That's something that comes later if you're lucky. And I've been doing this for a very, very, very long time, you know. So I've been on your radio station many times over the years. But this is the biggest thing, I think, that's happened to me in my writing career. So it was lovely. Yeah, very, very grateful for the recognition.
And look, by any means necessary to educate the world, not non-Indigenous brothers and sisters, if not government, in regard to our journey as First Nation people, 60,000 years, and we're not going nowhere, Professor Nita.
No, we're not going nowhere. That is absolutely right. I think you should, brother, put that on a T-shirt.
Yeah.
We're not going nowhere.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I think you talked about education there. For me, the award was great because what it means is that more people will know about the book, and which means more people will know about the story of Yadi and Jackie and the great flood of Gundagai and our Wiradjuri heroes and our resilience of living on the land in Wiradjuri country over centuries. And but also that we are incredibly generous, loving, three-dimensional people that we don't always appear that way. Mostly don't appear that way in Australian literature or in mainstream media. And I want the world, I want all Australians in the world at large to see my mob the way I see us.
Yes.
Which is, you know, beautiful, caring, loving, unified, gentle, hardworking, knowledgeable people with connection to country and so forth. And so, yeah, and he's part of the education process. You know, that's, as you say, that's the job we have and that's why we do it.
Yeah, exactly. You're saying that one of your friends calls it the Cathy Freeman moment of Australian publishing.
Oh, that was
a compliment.
I know. Cathy's a huge role model of mine. I didn't start running until in my late 40s. So, yeah, I think because what happened with Billy Yadadakalung Duray.
You're running with the keyboard, sister.
Running with the keyboard. I tell you what, my fingers are faster than my legs. What happened was with the novel, it was the first time in Australian commercial publishing history that they'd ever. That a novel had been published with no English on the cover, the title. So it's all in language. And so, you know, it was all very exciting, you know, in terms of pushing the boundaries. But then I say, it was, you know, 2021.
Exactly.
Why did it take so long for that to happen?
Exactly.
And so I'm sure you and I and your listeners and those who love to read, as the years go by now, we will see more language obvious in the bookshop, in the libraries. I saw a newspaper headline from WA this week, last week, talking about Albo, and the headline was in, I assume if it's Southwest Western Australia, was in the Noongar language. I go, oh my God, mainstream news media.
Yes, exactly.
Language.
Exactly.
Time.
Exactly.
Time, brother, time.
And use whatever platform available. I mean, when we talk about the curriculum, a lot of our mob are taking our language into the curriculum in education. So step by step, and this is just another iron in the fire, you could say, Professor.
Yeah. Correct. And we all play a different role. There's so many gaps that need to be filled. No, it's not a competition.
No.
Everybody does a little bit, and then, you know, eventually it will be, you know, normal part of process. Language on TV, in the media, you know, mainstream, in the classroom, as you say. And so it's so much work to do.
Yes.
But, you know, as you say, step by step, every little bit matters.
Yeah. Look, a woman's job is never done. You're also there looking after your mother. Look, a big love there. Shout out to beautiful mother, and love and respect our mothers and all our women, my sister. So I thank you very much for coming to the program, sis.
Thank you so much for having me, and happy Reconciliation Week.
You take care, sis. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye. Bye.
Adele Yan then, that's Professor Anita Heiss, and has been awarded the 2022 New South Wales Premier's Literary Awards Indigenous Writers Prize. Critically acclaimed move, Bila Yagagura Galawiyakura River of Dreams, which it means, a story about heroism and homecomings, and opens with the great flood of Gunnagu in 1852. So look, two deadly sister, and thank you very much for the yarn there. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416.
I'm a long way away from my country. It's a long time since I've reappeared. It's a feeling I feel when you're close on the wheel, and I'm missing the touch of your hand. It's no good, this feeling of sorrow. Just go out and face it alone. And I'm waiting tonight, watching the night, and I'm thinking of just going off your burdened delusions. Shake off your dreams that weigh down. You can follow your dreams, but it's not like it seems, 'cause your heart will just turn you around. You can follow, but it's not like it seems, 'cause your heart will just turn you around.
Hey, what you doing, your mob? It's me, Bushtaka Bunji, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Where will we wait? What will we do? What'll you wear? How much is true? Did I do the wrong thing when I made up my mind? Did I make you cry deep down inside? Sleep from exhaustion, wake up again. Hope that the purpose can overwhelm the pain. What were you expecting? Security, when all that uncertain was drowned in the sea. So come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Don't waste this moment. It won't go away. All of the joy and all of the pain. Yes, it gets heavy. Yes, it gets hard. But some days are brilliant, and then we die.
Scrape up just enough to survive. With no money, bare feet in a small town. Not a penny to bless yourself with. Oh, the times were tough, with not much to go around. No money, bare feet in a small town. Mom and all her sisters played cards in the afternoon. Now I'd have stood still that summer. We lost in Virginia around the August moon. So I laid a small bouquet down on her. With no money, bare feet in a small town. Not a penny to bless yourself with. Oh, the times were tough, with not much to go around. No money, bare feet in a small town.
Thank you.
I watched my grandparents grow old before my eyes to make way for a generation. I'd sit and listen to the stories that they told. We made room for exaggerations. With no money, bare feet in a small town. Not a penny to bless yourself with. Oh, the times were tough, with not much to go around. No money, bare feet in a small town. My mother's leaning on that over-ender post. She's crying, 'cause I'm leaving home today. It makes me numb, because we are so close and not that far from yesterday. With no money, bare feet in a small town. Not a penny to bless yourself with.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Yes, a very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country as BBM Bumabrit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your say by calling us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. All right, for celebration this year, for 2022 NAIDOC, well, the poster has been put out there, so fantastic. We're going to talk to the winner of the NAIDOC poster for this year, and that's Ria Dank, and she's a Burul artist, and I got her on the line. My sister, good morning. Ria, how are you?
Good morning, how are you?
I'm good. Congratulations, got a smile on your dial. And before we start, my sister, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
Yeah, I'm good, Angie Walker. I'm from Buckley Tablelands in Northern Territory.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you, my sister. And look, congratulations. So you are the actual winner of this year's NAIDOC celebration, NAIDOC poster 2022. And the theme this year is Get Up, Stand Up, Show Up. And like I said, congratulations in winning that. You must be pretty happy and pretty stoked, sister.
Yeah, very happy. Really stoked. My family's really happy, really proud. Couldn't believe it.
Too deadly. I got the post in my little hot hands here. Look, got both the flags there, Aboriginal Torres Strait flags there. Messages galore as well. And I'll read the messages to the people under the theme of this year, 2022 NAIDOC theme, Get Up, Stand Up, Show Up. States here, White Australia has a black history. No pride in genocide. Close the gap. Stop stealing our kids. Black Lives Matter. Justice. Healthcare. Land rights, stop the lies, and stop the lies, stolen wages. So messages galore there, my sister, powerful. So tell us how it all came about. When did you put the application in regard to your artwork?
I put it in a couple of months ago. I don't know, what's a month now? I don't remember what month it is. Probably April, May, sorry. So, yeah, I put it in probably February.
Okay, and how did you get a call or get an email saying you're the winner, or how did that work?
Yeah, so I got an email and I got a call. Both of them.
Once again, congratulations in regarding winning the competition. Your poster has been voted in as the theme, and with the theme, Get Up, Stand Up, Show Up. So once again, congratulations. And we're talking about how you got the phone call. Where were you when you got the phone call saying that you were the winner?
I was in my warehouse. I was doing some emails.
Yes. And you got the phone call, and did you feel, is this real, or is someone having a joke with you, or what?
Yeah, I thought it was, and I asked them a couple of times who it was, and then, it kind of sunk in, and then they sent an email through same time. So I read that, and I was like, oh, yeah, okay, my
It's real, it's legit. And was anyone in the studio with you?
Yeah, my partner was.
And did you sing it? Hey, we try, look, I'm winning it, I won.
I yelled out, and I was like, come here, come here. And my brother was there with him. They all ran around the corner, like, well, what's wrong, what's wrong? And I'm like, oh, what? And I'm like, oh, and they start, we all started crying.
Shut your mouth.
Yeah.
That's too deadly. My sister said it'll go across the nation, celebrating this year's NAIDOC, NAIDOC Week, from the 3rd to the 10th of July. And mm-hmm. the theme is Get Up, Stand Up, Show Up. So to all our deadly mob out there, when you celebrate NAIDOC, you look at that deadly poster, think of this deadly sister, Rhea Dank, mm-hmm. artist there from Darwin there, but based down there at Sunshine Coast. And what's the name of your theatre there, your art shop there, sister?
It's called, well, my business is called Nardana, which means women in my language. And then where I paint my warehouse, it's called Yadi House, which means make.
Oh, beautiful. Well, congratulations, my sister. This should open up doors for you. But look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. And we'll be looking at your poster, thinking of you, Rhea Dank. Thank you very much, my sis. You keep smiling. We'll talk soon. Happy NAIDOC, sister.
Yep, you too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Too deadly. Beautiful yarn. Rhea Dank, her name is there. Burulula artist. And she's behind the bold 2022 NAIDOC poster. She put in a competition. 3 months later, she got the phone call that she was the actual artist, the winner for that competition. And so her poster goes with the theme of NAIDOC celebration this year, 2022, which is Get Up, Stand Up, Show Up. So there it is, your mob. Act on those words. Get up, stand up, show up. And about being deadly and representing your mob, your family. And NAIDOC, we're celebrating once again. Here's 60,000 years, people. We're not going nowhere. Too deadly. Have you say, yarn up strong. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Patiently waiting for someone I ain't never seen before. They say he's a captain of men, but ain't believing our love. From the land of the white skin, he's self-righteous, a murder without license. With the spear, I'm the nicest, thinking that I might just wait till night hit. Then I move in silence, when the moon at its highest, and my soul is defined. I'm consumed by desire to kill. Any white devil wanna test my will, then he finna get burnt by the fire I feel. Look him in the eye and hold his spirit still. He's hoping I don't catch him, but I know I will.
Stand on the shoreline, coming. My thought wanna cross mine, wanna take it from me. Fire in my eye, but we ain't running. One of mother, let's ride. Stand on the shoreline.
Say that it came in peace, but our blood still stains the beach. Roll the dice, we gon' play for keeps. The sacred place ain't a place to preach.
No, no, no.
No white faith and a black belief.
No, no, no.
Better pray that our spears don't reach. He's cold, white, hot, I'ma make it bleed. Leading to the first fleet, sicker than disease that he bring from overseas. No matter where you flee, I will always be. In the darkest of night, your descendant will see me.
Standing on the shoreline, come in, come in. My thought wanna cross mine, wanna take it from me. Fire in my eye, but we ain't running. One of mother, let's ride, hey, hey. Standing on the shoreline, come in, come in. My thought wanna cross mine, wanna take it from me. Fire in my eye, but we ain't running. One of mother, let's ride.
Bugger! G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
The spirit of my flow, yeah, I know they're still around when they talk to me like, what you doing with your life? Hold a head up high. When the time come, I'll be there rolling with a pride. I'm a lion, and I never let another man tell me who I am. Never cared to break bread with the liars. I'm well aware that they're dead, but I'm flying high by them.
I spread my wings and I start to fly.
Rock up in the party, hold up, where to be party? Shirai alongside Zenit.
G'day folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
Hey, Dam here. Can I get a taxi to the Mangrove Hotel, please?
T.I. taxi driver going round and round. A giant traffic circle in a tiny town. Knows everybody's business, what's going on? T.I. taxi driver going round and round.
Ronnie's parked under the almond tree. From Mary's Bakery, waiting for another call to come. Just enough time for a sweet cream bun.
T.I. taxi driver going round and round. A giant traffic circle in a tiny town. Knows everybody's business, what's going on? T.I. taxi driver going round and round.
Victor's doing a late pub run. Friday night and everybody's having fun. But he knows he's got to work late and get up in the morning in the taxi by 8.
Hey, this is Taylor Dan again. Can I get a taxi to the Mangrove Hotel, please?